Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bayali's Design Conference call for the 19th day of January, year 2022. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is an open forum, and we dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cymru am byth. We will, of course, be taking callers in a few minutes. We do ask that you be mindful of anybody else that might be on a call at the same time. Also, be careful of language, if possible, since we do have a mixed audience. We are in the question-and-answer mode, which means everybody joining the call will be muted automatically until they indicate they wish to speak. And then we will answer those requests in the order that they are given. This is a new version of the software for free conference call. It was just started tonight, so there may be a few glitches for folks trying to log on. We do apologize for that, but every now and then they do update the software. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, that's Pastor Dan with no spaces or any special characters, just plain old PastorDan.net. And we do want to draw your attention to a few of the pages. Daily Mail is where we put up current events. And on the Listen Live page is where you find out what the scheduled programs are and how to join the call. There's a Contact Us page there, which is self-explanatory. And also on the home page, there is now information for people that would like to help us out financially. Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore, whatever you desire for men to do to you, you shall also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Looking that up in the Septuagint version, the Apostolic Bible Polyglot, they use the word anthropos for men in the first part of that verse. So, again, the English translations are leaving out some critical points here. Whenever the Greek word anthropos is put in there, they're not talking about men in general. They're talking about a particular group of men who walk the earth. Much as the Hebrew Adam referred to men who blush or show blood in the face, anthropos does the exact same thing. It's a Greek compound word, which is talking about males that show in their countenance they have a glow or to show blood in the face, they blush. So again, it's talking about what you desire your fellow white man to do to you, then you should also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Basically, everything in Scripture is telling you that. If you want people to treat you a certain way, then you got to learn how to treat them that way. It doesn't work where you can demand respect or demand obedience or anything like that if you're not willing to show it first. You have to earn it. And we earn it by demonstrating it. Lead by example is the adage that was said to me when I was a young man. Actions speak louder than words. Words are cheap. So little one-liners that were said to me often conveyed an awful lot of truth in them, and they were typically based on some point of Scripture on how we are to behave, especially amongst our own kind, but it also applies to the people. But then again, we're supposed to stay kind with kind. if you read the law in the Old Testament, Leviticus and Deuteronomy primarily, but it's also found in other places, we are not allowed to have racial aliens rule over us. And you can see what's happened in white Christian America since we've opened the borders starting in the 1960s with unlimited immigration. What's happened to our nation? It no longer resembles the country that I was a child in, because the aliens have come in, and now, since aliens don't follow the Jewish bullshit of turning their backs on their own kind and allowing anybody in, they're in the process of overthrowing our white nations in virtually every white Western nation on Earth today. The aliens have crept in because the Jews have come to power, and they are using their influence and control of the media and the money system to convince people to go along with their shenanigans, much the same way that the COVID lie is being orchestrated and pushed by finance, by political pressure, and by economic pressure. Because they know our people don't adhere to racial standards anymore. We don't care about our own kind. They also know a lot of our people are extremely greedy, and they also are et cetera. They're somewhat adolescent, a lot of our people. They don't seem to have grown up. So they behave more like children. Back when I was a young man, that's the behavior of most children. The young boys and girls in the 50s, there was still a lot of discipline in the home, and that would not be behavior that was acceptable back then. So we've sunk quite a bit, and we have a long way to go. But again, I just made it an open forum tonight because there was no one particular led to go down, because so much stuff is happening. For instance, today and tomorrow, they're supposedly, if what they're telling us is true, which you got to take everything with a grain of salt today, but supposedly the 5G networks are being fired up. I'm hearing reports that in some areas of the country, airlines, and some of them are major airlines, are canceling flights due to interference by the new rollout of this high frequency devices that are supposedly interfering with communications or even control. You got to remember, when you're microwaving these things, can be sensitive to it, because especially in things like airplanes, they have to be very conscious of how much weight is added to the airplane. That's why they're made of aluminum, very lightweight material. It has a certain amount of strength to it, but it's also a limitation in the fact that it's very, very thin. And also because of that, shielding is not something that they can do easily. So they, you know, planes and equipment where they have very thin walls or made of aluminum, etc., they can be influenced by a strong, powerful EMF signal. We used to call it shielding in the Air Force. When we worked on certain transmitters and receivers, we had what we called screen rooms. I remember one in particular, which was for a system called an ALR-20 receiver. My friend Robert, that was his system. And anytime I wanted to talk to him, I'd have to go into the screen room, because that's where he would be working on the equipment. And the screen room was literally a room made out of brass screening, and these layers of brass screens were all over the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. So he was literally like in a basket. And of course, this was a grounded metal screening so that electronic signals could not come in and interfere with the equipment that he was working on. So a lot of these things we learned about when I was in the military. And again, I was not at a very really high level when I was first in and in school. I only had a secret clearance. And so we were only privy to whatever we needed to know to fix the equipment. We obviously were not involved with anything out of the government research and development centers and some of the things that required super secret clearances and things like that. But a lot of that training applies to the things going on today. We hear a lot of things about the wireless, what it does to you, what it doesn't do to you. Also, because of the nuclear power background that I had, I was aware of what radiation, like gamma radiation, neutron radiation, there's different kinds of radiation. The public typically hears the word radiation and you think it's all the same, but it's really not. You can have beta radiation, alpha radiation, gamma radiation, neutron radiation. It all depends on the material and where you are and how close to the source you are. Like beta, if I remember my training correctly, the beta radiation has very, very short distance and cannot penetrate much at all. And I believe alpha was the same way. But now you get to gamma and could penetrate, and that was much more dangerous. Much more dangerous to us. And so that's what we worried about the most, and that's what we measured the most, was the gamma radiation that was in the area. Neutron radiation would kill you. Gamma will do damage over a long period of time if you have chronic exposure to it, whereas neutron, it took special equipment to be able to see that, and there was very good reason you had to be very careful, because neutron radiation, because it's a much heavier element, much more energy involved, literally could kill you outright. So, again, I never saw anybody go stand in a stream of neutron radiation. Typically, that was only there when the reactor was running, and you were not supposed to be in the reactor building while it was running for that very reason. So the few times that we had to go in under power, we had to have very special equipment, and we had people come in to make sure we were never in a neutron stream because of the danger. So what I'm trying to say is, when you hear these words, like today, you hear the word virus, you hear the word pandemic, you hear the word cases, dying from something, dying with something. Key words are being used, and the people are not paying attention to the difference that it makes, the subtle differences. That's all I'm trying to point out. You have to pay attention to what's being said and how it's being said, because liars and deceivers will do word magic on you. And if you're not aware of that, they know that you're just going to hear certain words, like I said, radiation. Oh, my God, radiation. Ah, run for the hills. Or even just the word nuclear. Many, many friends and people that I talk to, like in airports or in business trips, and you tell them that you work in a nuclear power plant, and the first thing they think of is a nuclear bomb. You see what I'm saying? Just because the word nuclear was in there. Well, a nuclear power plant is not a bomb. A nuclear power plant cannot explode. No matter what anybody tells you, it cannot explode like a nuclear bomb does, even if a nuclear bomb exists. I don't know. I've never seen one. So, but the point of it is, the thought in people's heads goes in one direction when the reality is quite different. And because I worked in that industry, I know how they work, how they operate, and I never was afraid of them. But a lot of people were in fear. And, of course, the media, especially the Jewish-controlled media, when they put out movies like China Syndrome and things like that, which was full of lies, complete lies and misrepresentations of what actually goes on in power plants. It was amazing to me when that movie came out that just how many people believed it. I couldn't, you know, and it's why I'm not so surprised over this whole COVID nonsense and how people are completely bamboozled by the word magic of the press and the government people, etc. I'm not so surprised because back again, when I was in the Air Force during Vietnam, they didn't have a clue what the hell was going on in the war and what we were doing in the Air Force. And the media purposely lied and misconstrued what was going on. Then when I went into the power industry, the same thing happened. So you got to pay attention to how these people operate to confuse you and to cause you fear, because they want to keep you in a state of fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear. And so a lot of this COVID crap is all based on fear. It's like the meme that went around about the two Amishmen talking, and one Amishman says, how come we don't have a COVID problem in our Amish communities? And the other Amishman says, well, that's easy because we don't have televisions. You see what I'm saying? They don't. They didn't invite the enemy into their living room with a television set. Okay. So that's it. It's all about a strong delusion spoken of in Scripture. A strong delusion would be sent upon the people because they no longer loved the truth. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Because you see, if you're a truth seeker, you're going to be on your guard at all times, okay? Much as in my life, I used to follow many different teachers of this message, many other teachers about the things that are going on, and there's no one teacher that I, quote, worshipped and accepted what they taught. I didn't do that with any one of them. That's why I had many different textbooks and cassette tape lectures and stuff, because every one of them had something that they talked about that I disagreed with. So I wanted the meat. I would listen to all they had, and I would keep that which fit, and I'd throw out what didn't fit, much like I tell you when you listen to the things I talk about. You take what fits and throw the rest away, because you and I are not going to agree on everything. That's just not going to happen. So we have to get used to that fact. We don't have to agree on everything to be brethren. We don't have to agree on everything to be in the same foxhole together. We don't have to be in total agreement to be part of the same circling of the wagons to defend our nation and defend our race. And now to defend our bodies against a government intrusion into an area that government has no authority. They have no authority under the federal constitution. They have no authority under state constitutions. They have no authority under the laws of the Almighty. Just plain common sense. Okay? They have no authority unless you give it to them. If you give your servitude to them, okay, now they have authority, but it's not a de jure authority, meaning legal or lawful. It just simply means that they convinced you to acquiesce and give them the authority that they never had to begin with, okay? No law that's written, according to William Blackstone, no law that runs counter to God's law has any validity, folks. It's always been that way. But there's people in government, if you give them your allegiance, they're going to take it. It's like one guy said to me one time, he goes, you get as much tyranny as you accept. That's an old adage, an axiom, whatever you want to call it. And that's the way it works. You get as much tyranny as you accept. So, okay, Ella says sound quality is good. Thanks, Ella. I appreciate that. So, and again, being an open forum, feel free to jump in if you have anything to add or any questions, anything to report, because a lot of things are happening. Like I said, we got the 5G rollout already. It seems to be being pushed against quite heavily by the airline industries. Also, I'm hearing in other countries there are lawsuits and groups of concerned citizens protesting more and more, and a few countries are even taking down the 5G towers. So that's another issue. We've got plenty of issues to fight nowadays, don't we? Also, in the United Kingdom, it appears that there's been an about-face. Boris Johnson made an announcement today the government's no longer going to be pushing many of the mandates. However, they're still going to recommend them. Well, they never had any authority over the people to begin with, even with a mandate. The mandate is not law. Mandates are basically strong suggestions. That's all they are. But people being sheep, because that's how they act today, they're being sheep because somebody, quote, in authority or an authority figure says something, they think they have to go do it, whether it's called a mandate or not. But that's because they're not trained anymore. People are not trained in any kind of legalism or even civics, which was very strongly taught up until shortly after my school days. But nowadays, they don't teach civics much. Okay, in civics, you would learn that government is not all-powerful. If you make government all-powerful, you've now made it an idol. You're treating government like a god. You're not supposed to do that. So anyway, we got to be careful because if Boris Johnson is doing an about-face, that means that probably some of the others are doing an about-face. Either the pressure that we the people are putting on him is starting to get to him, or they're about to change directions. So you got to be careful. And that's why I say the fact that it coincides with the 5G rollout, this all of a sudden the government's going to act like they're good guys, that's when you need to be careful. Okay, we all need to be on our toes at this point in time in history. That's just the way it is, okay? We're being lied to at an unprecedented rate today by many, many bad actors, okay? And these bad actors can show up in patriot groups. They can show up in alt-right media. They can show up in some of these YouTube platforms and Rumble and Odyssey and all the rest of them. Just because they call themselves alt-right or alternative or whatever doesn't necessarily mean they're telling you the truth. Because the enemy, particularly the intelligence agencies and the military, they can be putting their own people out there much the way the Israelis do it. The Israelis have a whole branch of the IDF that does the very thing we're talking about. They get out there and they jump on and they act as shills on certain channels. They put out misinformation. They pretend to be good guys. That's all part of the PSYOP, psychological operations, PSYOP. So you got to be very, very careful. We need to stay grounded, is what I'm trying to say. We need to stay grounded right now. Grounded in what? Grounded in faith, first of all. Know who you are. You need to be grounded in confidence in yourself. Okay? You as an individual atomite upon this world, you were given a set of skills, innate ability. You have the Holy Spirit within you. I sure hope you do. You also have that gut feeling, that spirit that testifies to the truth that dwells within you. You need to use that. You need to use your own rational brain and logic. You need to look at the empirical evidence around you. You need to trust some of the people that you've known for a very long time that have good hearts and are not dishonest. You need to pull in all of your resources, too, each and every one of you, okay? Some of the folks that are listening and will listen later on to the download, these folks, I've like Dan from Georgia and Angels here I see tonight, and Chris and Gary, Jack, Lane. These are all people that have been here for a long time. These aren't Johnny come latelys. They're not people that, you know, they just come and go as they please. They're steadfast. And so you can trust them more than you would the average bear. Again, I don't trust anybody 100%. Nobody walking this earth do I trust 100%. I trust the Heavenly Father 100%, but other than him, nobody. Because we all make mistakes. We all have emotional feelings. Whatever. So I've often said it to my family and friends, if you expect me to believe everything you tell me and trust everything you say 100% of the time, then you're asking me to be something I can't be. I'm not going to give you that. I would not give that. I don't expect anybody to do that with me. That gets back to Matthew 7, verse 12 that we just read. Okay, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. Well, I'm going to do to you what I expect you to do to me. I don't expect you to trust me 100%, and I'm not going to trust you 100%. You see what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. Don't expect others to respect you, honor you, basically kiss your butt when you aren't going to do that for anybody else. Again, you lead by example. So again, we need to stay alert, especially right now. We got a lot of converging things going on. We've got almost 2 years into this complete scamdemic that's going on. So after a two-year period, tempers are flaring. People's patience is running out. A lot of people getting ill, and we've lost, you know, like I said, just in our family alone, we've lost some very dear friends and relatives over what these people have done. And that's another point. Even if these government and medical mafia and pharmaceutical warlords recant and start pulling back, they've committed crimes that our Heavenly Father expects them to be punished for. Okay, part of the reason we're in the trouble we're in is we have not held people accountable throughout most of my lifetime. The adults that have been in charge have allowed politicians, police, military, etc. to get away with murder, literally get away with murder and other crimes. Okay, our Father says the earth is cursed when you do not avenge the spilling of innocent blood. You can find that in the Old Testament. The earth or your land is cursed until you avenge the shedding of innocent blood. How many babies have we killed? Have you done anything to avenge their innocent blood? How many children have been killed by these satanic beasts that walk amongst us? How many women have been raped and murdered in their sex trafficking, and also boys? Okay, and the list goes on and on. Every one of these things is a capital offense requiring the death penalty. I don't care what these politicians and these so-called lawyers in courts, they're all man-made systems, and they don't follow God's law at all. So it doesn't matter what they say. They are the Baal priests of the Old Testament. They have a form of godliness or a form of justice so that they give you a sense that somebody's going to be looking out for you. Okay? When in fact all they are is Baal priests going through the motions so that you will not get upset and pick up your rifles and your torches and come after them. So sooner or later, we have to learn that government and the things created by government are not our friends. They're actually our enemies. And that include the courts, the whole institutionalized medicine, the media, all of it. International finance, the central banking system, all of it. Corporations. Okay, they're not our friends, and we the people must live up to what to form citizens' grand juries. We need to find the sheriffs that know their true constitutional and moral obligation to we the people, get the militia together, and we need to set up our own citizens' courts, and then we need to go out with the sheriffs with arrest warrants and go after these people and bring justice in this world. But these people, these creatures that have brought this carnage upon us, will never self-regulate, okay? They're not going to do that. They created the problem, so what makes you think they're going to fix it? They're not. It's up to us to fix it. It's up to the people to finally say, oh, enough is enough. And I see signs that that's beginning to happen. I've even heard people on some of the bigger platforms talking about this very thing, that these people need to be executed. Public hangings, that sort of thing, okay? Firing squads, depending on what the offense is, okay? We're kind of getting a message here. I got to answer real quick. So, again, if that's, you know, we're putting it out into the ethers on this program because it's the truth. Honest men, again, honest white men of faith and good character, not just anybody, but men with those kind of qualifications need to become the elders or judges as they were in Old Testament times, and they need to work with the locals in establishing courts and the sheriff. And the local militia. Because it's down to, we need to defend ourselves. All these other forces are working with the enemy, the antichrists. And so we have to circle our wagons and prepare to help ourselves. Lots of information I'm reading and hearing about lately, especially with the truckers up in Canada, basically said they've had enough. And it's, again, all over this mandate and vaccine bullshit scenario that's being pushed by all of these draconian devil worshippers. But the truckers have said they've had enough. Now, the Canadian truckers, they're not only not going to drive across the border anymore, but some places they are actually closing up the roads with their trucks. They're barricading the roads. So it's bad enough if they just say they're not going to deliver anymore. They're not going to drive. That's bad enough. If they actually take a active part in stopping all transportation, that's going to have an even bigger impact. So I'm seeing through friends and relatives, this is empirical evidence now, through people I know, there are signs of shortages already starting to show up. I know plenty of people that have put in for parts, whether it's for an appliance, a car, whatever, and they're on a waiting list. Some people have been waiting as much as 4 to 5 months for a part or an appliance, when normally that stuff was in showrooms or on the shelf, etc. And they're having to put it in, and they've been waiting 4 to 5 months already, and they still don't have their part or their appliance. So this is real. I just talked to some people here locally that have been down to the store, and bottled water, they were out. Things as simple as suction cups and little knickknacks and things that you do for fixing up your house, the shelf was bare. Or the special type they needed, they were completely out of. They had some things that were there, but they wouldn't work. Do you see what I'm saying? Things that we have taken for granted is what I'm trying to tell you. And we have been lazy, and we've been pampered as a people for a very long time, especially here in North America. But we also became lazy, and we were not good watchmen when the government was making it so corporations could save money by going and offshoring the manufacturing of many of the things that we use. Okay? Now, when they did that, people like me raised hell, but everybody I talked to and tried to get them to be concerned about it, all they cared about was that the offshoring to Sri Lanka, India, China, Mexico, you name it, they didn't care because they saved money. And I used to tell them, well, what happens when they decide not to ship us anymore, or they jump the price up to where it's even more than what we made here? I said, the reason we have tariffs is to protect domestic business, meaning businesses, manufacturing, and ranching and farming, to protect what we make here in our own land. It is a tool that some stinking Jewish-run corporation can't run off to a place like China where they're slave labor, basically, and produce your sneakers and your televisions and then ship them all the way over here where they're going to make obscene profits because your government, which is no longer yours, no longer charges the tariff, because the purpose of the tariff was to drive foreign-made goods up to where they matched the local-made goods so that the difference in price was negligible. Okay, because our founding fathers knew that mankind, being lazy and often stupid, all they're going to do is look at the price tag, and when they go down to look for a lamp for their living room and they see an American made one that's $50 and one from Beijing, China that's only $15, they're going to buy the $15 one. They're not going to be smart enough to know that you're just shooting yourself in the foot when you're buying foreign-made goods. Not to mention the foreign-made shit isn't worth crap. But that's beside the point. Americans aren't smart enough to figure that out normally. They just buy whatever's cheaper. They don't care that they're going to have to buy two or three of them, whereas the American-made one would probably last three, four, or five times longer. They can't think that far. So the government was set up by wise men in the beginning to have the tariff make up for that, so that that took the burden away from you. Not to mention the fact, if they still want to bring the cheap Chinese crap over here and pay the high tariff, well, that's going to reduce the amount of tax money that you need to pay. Let them pay for it to bring their goods over here and sell it. Everything was common sense based, okay? And everything was based on the idea your children have jobs, and so you have a steady supply within your own land. I read an article years ago about the fact that our military now gets their uniforms, their boots and their uniforms are made in China. Where is the sensibility of that? Using your tax money, don't even buy from American producers. China. To put on your sons and daughters' backs in the military. How stupid is that? But again, the Jews kept the funny entertainment on the boob tube, and so you're laughing at Jew Seinfeld or some other Jewish comedy program that's making fun of your culture and your race, degrading it. You sat there with your beer and your chips and laughed away, while they were dismantling all the common sense things put in place by your founding fathers. And now we're paying the price. These are the kind of things that happen when you go to sleep and you let the enemy creep in. You don't listen to the watchmen on the wall that are sounding the alarm, just like our ancient ancestors did in the land of Jacob Israel, and in where the tribes went, whether it's the Parthians, the Scythians, the Celts, the Celts, etc. Doesn't matter, okay? We seem to repeat this process. We become comfortable, then we become lazy, and then we become dumbed down, stupid, if you will, and we don't even know the common sense things to do anymore. The parents stop being parents. Teachers start teaching the party line instead of actually training you to have critical thinking. The fat, dumb, deaf and dumb dogs on the porch called preachers are more concerned with the amount of money in the pot and keeping the doors of the church open for good business than they are teaching you anything of practical use. These are the things that happen to our people, and they've always happened to our people. So we don't need to worry and sit around trying to discern where we are on the timeline in Scripture. What difference does it make? You're on a repeating path that we do know our ancestors have done the same thing. We do know where this all leads if we don't turn it around. That part you don't need prophecy for. That part you don't even need a Bible for. All you got to do is open your eyes and take a walk outside and see this all happening in the world around you. Unless you stay in your basement like that moron in the White House and you just watch your television every day and play computer games and watch videos produced by Jews that will keep you entertained. Stupid, but entertained. If that's what you're doing, then you wouldn't know what's going on in this world, would you? So our Heavenly Father gave you discernment. I hope you're using it. You're going to need it. You need it now more than you've ever needed it. So, okay, let me look here and see if there's any chats here with anything. I don't monitor the chat, by the way, folks, because sometimes I see people put things in here to me, and there's no way for me normally to do that. That's... Give me just a second to run through it here. Jim Willie and his white hats think he's full of it in that regard. I've been hearing that for years. Well, I listened to what Jim Willie said, and I believe he said, if there are white hats. I'm not so sure there actually are white hats. But let me repeat what that happened to me back in 2010 when that gentleman called me, supposedly with who had been in military intelligence, because I had emailed a letter that was written by a Scotsman about the need for a military coup. And this guy questioned me for over a half hour about whether a military coup would work in the United States and how the people would respond to it. Now, why he was asking me, I have no idea. He never did tell me why he would care what my opinion was. Didn't explain it, and I didn't ask him. All I'm telling you was I had the conversation. I had the letter from the guy, so I know he was from the Carolinas. I know he was in his 60s, and per his letter and his conversation, he was a former member of the either the military or the intelligence community, or possibly both. And he had also apparently had contacts with European military or intelligence. The point of it is he wanted to know if what I thought was written in that letter, and it was a good letter, about the necessity for a military coup to take down what was happening in our lands because it's a communist insurgency. And it was a good conversation, and it was very, I thought it was very productive. Now, that was clear back in 2010, okay? So now let's fast forward to where we are today. Now, I don't know. I've never sat in the room where people come up with planning something like that. I have no idea if there was good guys for them to be able to perform a coup. And also, their concern was, would the American people support it? My advice to him was that the American people have to know that you are actually good guys and not just part of the communists trying to overthrow everything to set up a communist regime. I said, if that's the case, then no. People like me are going to have our weapons and we're going to try to shoot you too. However, if you're actually good guys doing this for a good reason, our guys would support you. And that's just common sense. Okay, nothing esoteric there, nothing hidden or even conspiratorial. It's just simply common sense. Okay, every time I go to read something here, people put a new thing in the chat and it throws me off. Let's see, here we go. Unknown guest there, Dan from the YouTube channel. Whatever allegedly has been documenting on video the ships off the coast of California. There are ships off the coast. There's ships off, as far as I know, people have seen them off the coast of most of the ports, not just in California. Derailing of a train in LA, California. I did see a headline on that, but I don't know any of the details. And then who wrote this here? We've got, oh, unknown. The Adamic race was never to involve themselves with international trade with non-Adamic beasts. It's not the trade with them that's killing us. It's the unlimited immigration and the fact that they've taken over politically. They hold office. They cast a ballot. They sit in jury boxes. Those things they were never, ever, ever supposed to do. So if you fix those things, I don't think trade is going to hurt us, but you can't let them come in and intermingle with your family, take up residence in your country, hold office, cast ballots, etc. You can't do that. Again, that's. Henry says, I don't trust any ex-military CIA clowns. I understand that. And again, I'm not saying what the guy said is true. I'm throwing it out on the table as interesting conversation I had. Make of it what you will. I'm not saying we should trust them completely. I'm just saying it's kind of strange that we had that conversation and now you see all these things happening. I'm just saying keep an open mind, okay? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't go forward. I mean, these are serious times. We're on the brink of suicide as a race on this earth. But at the same time, you want to make sure that your sights are on the enemy and not somebody that you think's the enemy who really isn't the enemy. You see what I'm saying? Unknown guest says it's like the mafia, you can never leave. I have no direct information on that whatsoever. I've heard that for years and years and years. But I don't know if goes on. Don't know. I'm just saying I don't know personally. All right. Is it time to circle our wagons? I believe it is. This is pretty damn serious. I mean, in a lot of these countries, they've got people forcing their children. They're holding their children down while some people in uniform come up and stick something in their arm. To me, that's an act of war. You're damaging my child against my will. That's an act of war, folks. And we have a God-given right to self-defense. We've always had that. That doesn't require any constitution, state or federal. It doesn't require any kind of government at all. It's a right that we were given as soon as we sucked air coming out of our mother's womb. They're called inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and property. Now, they changed it to pursuit of happiness, which is a complete ambiguous term that means literally nothing. I mean, the first clue that somebody changed something was the pursuit of happiness. What the hell does that mean? Doesn't mean shit. Because your happiness might interfere with my rights. So are you going to claim you have a constitutional right to pursue your happiness when it includes taking my cattle and slaughtering it and eating it? You see what I'm saying? So you should throw that out because, again, just like with Scripture, there have been bad actors come in and change things here and there. The same thing with our and that makes sense because it's a biblical. Life, liberty, and property are God-given rights. And if you have a God-given, sacred right to property, government can't tax it. They can't regulate it. So they had to get you to think about pursuit of happiness instead of your right to property. You see what I'm saying? We've been lied to and misled for so long, it's unbelievable. The same thing with the fact that the original Constitution did not allow for somebody with a license to be a lawyer. Not allowed to hold public office. Now your government is full of these creatures. Okay? Now you say, well, Dan, how do we know that's true? Well, it's true because it only makes sense. Occam's razor. Why would you allow a lawyer to hold public office? It's a conflict of interest. That goes back to biblical times in contract law. It's a conflict of interest. Look it up. A lawyer holding a public office is a conflict of interest. Lawyers should be banned from public service at all levels. Okay? It's common sense, folks. Common sense. Another thing we need to think about is the KISS principle, which is keep it simple, silly. Okay? Keep it simple. Keep things simple at your house. Get rid of stuff you don't need. Start minimalizing a little bit just so you're able to hunker down and take care of things. Get rid of things you don't need. Sell off things you don't need. Use that money to buy supplies or guns or ammunition, whatever. Something you can need because of where we're at. Okay, when we come through to the other side of this thing, well then, okay, now it's time to lighten up a little bit and go back. And probably with the way things are going, there's going to be a lot of land, a lot of businesses for sale, a lot of ranches, farms. We're going to have what Yahweh intended instead of this man-made Babylonian bullshit system run by a bunch of central bankers. That's going to go bye-bye. Definitely, if you're not armed at this time, you'd better get armed. Now, when we say get armed, that means buying guns and ammunition, but you also had better be trained in the use of that firearm. Don't be buying a weapon and ammunition if you don't know how to safely Now, it doesn't take a lot to train somebody how to properly handle and use a weapon. It doesn't take a lot. You can go down to gun ranges and they'll offer that service to you. You can get friends who are expert in the handling of weapons. They can go out. You can go out to the woods somewhere and in a few hours you'll be proficient with a weapon. A lot of it is common sense. But there are certain rules about handling of weapons that are essential, meaning you don't ever violate them. For instance, when I was a boy, my dad bought me a rifle when I was about 9, 10 years old, and I was only allowed to take that rifle out when he was there to coach me. And I had certain rules. For instance, that barrel of that weapon was never pointed at anything that was living, especially people. It could be pointed at the ground. It could be pointed up in the air. Typically, it was in the ground, but never pointed at a person. I watched my father almost take a man's head off one day when he came to our farm to shoot and was not being paying attention to that rule, and that barrel swung around and was pointed towards my father. And he found out very quickly why you don't do that. So, again, some few rules. Second rule, that barrel, first rule, barrels never pointed to anything but a safe object. Number two, your finger is never on the trigger. You see people, like these TV shows and all, where people are walking around, sometimes they got the finger on the trigger. You don't put your finger on a trigger until you're ready to shoot, which means the barrel is aimed at somebody and you've got them in your sights and it's time to shoot. Now the finger goes on the trigger. Up until then, that finger is not even inside the trigger guard, which is that metal band that goes around the trigger. That's called the trigger guard. That's good reason why, because once that chambered round is in there and the firing pin is back, all it takes is a little nudge on that trigger and she's going to go off. So once that thing is loaded, that finger does not go anywhere near the trigger, ever, until you're ready to actually shoot it. I found that out when I was in the Army ROTC program, which is a Reserved Officer Training Corps. I was in Army ROTC in the Rangers, and we were on a night patrol, and one of our guys stumbled, and we were trying to sneak up on an enemy position. One of our guys stumbled in a riverbed, and because his finger was on the trigger, his weapon went off. Now, fortunately, we only had blanks in our rifles, so no damage was done as far as the bullet coming out and hitting somebody. But needless to say, the guys that we were trying to sneak up on knew exactly where we were, and we were in big trouble. All because a guy did not follow the simple rule, which obviously he did not have his safety on either, but it would not have gone. Okay? Again, little things are what get a lot of people hurt. It's the little things. Violating the little things. I'm reading more and more about a financial reset. Again, you should have some tangible assets. Put that phony, baloney money system stuff in tangible assets, whether it's gold, silver, guns, ammunition, tools, books, liquor, cigarette, anything that's barterable. Okay? Things that people will barter for when all kinds of crap hits the fan. If you've got tons and tons of money in the bank, guess what? That can disappear in the stroke of a computer button. And believe me, the Jews are itching to use that feature. They are itching to do it. If you're paying attention to what some of these insiders, these international banking type people are saying in some of these meetings, they're telling you what they want to do. They're not hiding it. They want to control every penny that you spend. They want complete control of your finances to where if you're not behaving, your money is tied up. And whether you like Catherine Austin Fitz or not, in one of her addresses from overseas recently, she made some good points. They want to be able to have complete control over an electronic money system so that they can tell everything you do, including the fact that if they come out with an edict, just like they did in some of these countries where you're not supposed to be more than 5 miles from your home because of the COVID, which is a lie, doesn't matter though. To them, they made it real with all their propaganda. But if they say you're not supposed to be more than 5 miles away, trust me, they have the technology now, thanks to you carrying that cell phone everywhere you go. They know where you're at. And because of Google Maps and Google Earth and the fact that the whole world is now laid out in electronic maps, they know if your cell phone is outside that 5 mile limit. They know if you go to buy something, this is their goal now, and you're outside that 5 mile limit, and they have a law or a mandate or any other piece of garbage that these assholes come up with, they can automatically trigger it to you, shut down your account and freeze it. Next thing you know, they'll want to put a penalty in there because you violated the 5 mile limit. So we're going to take $1,000 out of your account. Don't think that that's not what they plan on doing. You remember, we're dealing with a bunch of megalomaniac, psychotic Jews who are greedier than hell, and they've been that way as long as they've walked this earth. So if you're not aware of your enemy, shame on you. You need to go get Sun Tzu's Art of War and read it again. You need to know your enemy. Faith is another thing that helps combat a lot of what's going on. Faith in the Father and faith in yourself and faith in your fellow man. When you align yourself with people on the same mission with you, people of the same DNA and the same outlook on life, shall we say it, same viewpoints. All right. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And again, the concept of circling the wagons. Back in the days of the wagon trains coming across the Midwest when the Indians attacked, that's what they would do, circle the wagons to make an impromptu fort, some way to combat the enemy coming in. All right. Circle the wagons. And again, when you're in a position like we are now, being invaded by a foreign military invasion because of the communists who now run this country, acts of war are going to get worse and worse. So just as the pioneers did, circling the wagons automatically means that there's times there's going to be people part of your wagon train that you're not going to agree with on every issue. I hope you understand that. I know people in my own little personal posse down here, we don't agree on everything, but we do know that our lives are in jeopardy because of the vast amount of aliens that are here now. Crime has risen, gun shootings have gone up, rapes have gone up, drug-related crimes gone up. It always does. These are the prices you. Our people have that tendency. It's a shame, but if you don't learn from your past, you're doomed to make the same mistakes all over again, and we're doing it. We're in the middle of it right now. Regardless of where prophecy says we are, we're in the middle of a major, major takeover. Communist insurgency. A lot of people are asking what I think of this United Kingdom with Boris Johnson backing down. What is he up to? I don't trust any of them. I think it's interesting, but I'm going to keep my eyes open because usually when they do something like that, they're up to something else, or they're trying to get your attention diverted because of something else they're doing. So again, all this stuff, the 5G, the sudden change of tactics, all this stuff is never by accident. Until the bad actors are rounded up and executed, you can't be safe. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. Obadiah told us what was coming. Malachi chapter 4 told us what was coming. Ezekiel chapter 25 verse 14 tells you what's coming. Revelation tells you what's coming. This system needs to come down and crash and burn. It needs to be utterly destroyed so it can never do to mankind what these assholes have done for generations. That's all coming to light, much as the scripture says. All the things that have been hidden from us are becoming made known. And as we learn these things, these terrible crimes, it's also apparent that these SOBs need to be done away with. Not out of vengeance, not out of my own personal vendetta, but simply obeying what our Father told us to do, which we have not been doing. If we had, this problem wouldn't be here. So now, because our ancestors let this happen, it's now our generation that's going to have to fight. Our generation's going to have to get our hands dirty and possibly bloody, because we've reached that point. Okay, they're murdering children, folks, not just in the abortion mills. That's bad enough. But now they want the living, breathing, talking children to be murdered. They want the children in the womb to be murdered outside of the abortion clinic. They want your sons and daughters to die from the vaccines. They're not actually vaccines. We shouldn't even call them that. The gene therapy toxins that they're putting into your bodies. That's being talked about in all kinds of circles. So when they do things like that, that's an act of war. That's an act of violence against you. God himself, our Father Yahweh, gives you permission to defend yourself. We have that right. That can't be taken away from us. We have that right. If they intend to do bodily harm to you or your family or to us collectively, we collectively have a right to fight back. We don't need their permission. You don't need an enemy's permission to fight an enemy. That's stupid. Now, they're doing their damnedest to make you think that you need their permission to defend yourself. And I got news for people in the military and in the police. Right now, you guys are only just starting to see the anger of the people towards some of you police and military guys. You're being used. That's your problem. If you're not smart enough to figure out that the people above you are using you and setting you up, shame on you. But the fact that you're obeying unlawful and immoral commands, that you've been told. Therefore, we the people have done our duty because we've sounded the warning. And it's going out not just from here, it's going out in lots of different platforms. Many of these truth tellers are saying the exact same thing I'm saying right now. Men and women in government, men and women in hospitals, doctor's offices, clinics, police, state police, National Guard, military. You're on notice. You're not going to be able to hide behind, I was just doing what I was told, or I have to obey commands. No, you don't. There is a command you have to obey, but it doesn't come from an officer or a bureaucrat or some legislator. It comes from and that's the law that we care about, because we don't care about what's on paper. These people lost the right to govern over us a long time ago. And that, again, is common sense and the common law. When a politician, when a bureaucrat, a public servant violates his oath of office, and anything he does from the moment he violated it on is under the color of law, which is tantamount to treason. Okay? And we all know what the punishment for treason is. These people have killed innocent people. Yahweh says innocent blood must be avenged. So when our people finally get off our dumb asses, our lazy, cowardly asses, and we decide to, as a group, do our Father's will, then this world will change in a heartbeat. Mao Zedong said it, all political power comes out of the barrel of a rifle. And that Jewish-financed piece of shit communist knew what he was talking about, because he went to the Jewish Talmudic training. The barrel of a gun is how you enforce, okay? So you can be right as rain, but if you don't have any power behind you to enforce, then what good is it? You can demand that people obey and honor your rights, but if you don't have any force behind it, you think they care? These people with guns and badges and uniforms, they're not going to care until force comes against them, or the threat of force and judgment. That's the only way it works, people. Study history, for crying out loud. If you don't have the books, get a hold of me. I'll be glad to send you some PDF copies or whatever. And hell, I'll even buy you books as long as you promise to read them. But you better get educated, and you better get educated fast and know who the hell you're up against. Your life, the life of your family, the life of your future, and your children and grandchildren depends on it. No time to pussyfoot around now. No time to be squeamish. No time to be playing games. These people have stepped over the red line. They are the ones who are without any moral backing, any moral high ground. They are on the defensive. We are the ones with the moral right and the moral high ground. And the world is in travail, as Scripture says, waiting for the sons of the Almighty, those who act in the service of the Almighty, with his judgments, his laws written on their hearts, to implement as Psalm 149 so clearly states, this honor hath all of his called out ones, to bring his written judgments against those who do the evil. Can we have a hallelujah for that one? I saw another article where there's a concrete wall now around the White House in Washington. Now, I knew they had a fence up there, but apparently they've made this a much more substantial wall, in that it's a concrete wall around your nation's capital. Are you paying attention, people? You have a concrete wall around your nation's capital for the first time. You should be asking yourself, and unless you have some insider information, I don't think we know exactly what's going on, but something's going on, and we need to figure out what the hell's going on quickly, because that's significant. So anyway, let me check the chat real quick here. Also, the phone lines again are open, so if anybody's got a question or a report or whatever, feel free to come in here and share it with us. Let's see. see here. Somebody, see, again, somebody put something in there and my screen jumps and I can't. Lee Merritt pointed out that the C-19 vax are geared toward killing Caucasians and Ashkenazi Jews are not at risk at all. Well, if they're not at risk, it's because they're not of us. They're aliens. Okay, the Apostle John made that very clear, especially in the Greek language in chapter 8. But throughout his writings, the Apostle John, when he refers to what we call Jews today, and Christ himself had the same opinion, it was as if they sprang from an alien race. And again, you can go to a Thayer's Greek lexicon, and I can show you in my hard copy, or you can go to the Blue Letter Bible and see it in their online version of Thayer's Greek lexicon for the terms used for eudaios. Eudaios. They spoke as if the Jews came from an alien race. They are. They're alien to us. So their DNA and their physiological differences are because of the racial differences. They're not of us. People that think Jews are white are crazy. They're dumber than a box of rocks. They are not of us. We are not of them. Looking here through the rest of these. Ralph says here, yep, they see Esau, Edom, and they need to return to the flame where they came from. Well, yeah, exactly. Obadiah and the other prophets, when they talked about the eventual elimination of Edom, Esau, it was to be exterminated. That's the terms used in the Bible. And if people have a hard time with that, then go have a discussion with the people that produce the Bibles, because that's what's in the Bible. Go read it for yourself. And everybody wants to think spiritual. Everything's spiritual, Dan. That's talking spiritually. Really? Well, spirituality is not what's killing you right now. It's physical flesh and blood walking in shoe leather, making laws and mandates and regulations and spending all kinds of electronic shekels buying off weak and immoral doctors and mainstream media and hospital administrators, et cetera, to go along with a complete lie that is killing people. That's not spiritual. That's physical. When the Greeks wrote about these people, they spoke of them in the physical. It has nothing to do with the spiritual. Okay, that's all I got for tonight, and so we'll close it with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brethren around the globe, around the earth, and we do ask for your forgiveness for our stumblings and shortcomings. We ask that in these troubling times that you be with all of your sons and daughters that are trying to do the right thing, uphold your law, be honest, and be having justice in their hearts and minds, looking out for the innocent, looking out for the widows and the orphans, as you commanded us, that want to bring your law back to this earth and to see this man-made hell that has put the whole world under its spell be destroyed and done away with. And to that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us, keep us strong, help us with our faith and staying strong in you. Walk with us, talk with us. And always we ask that you would protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.